I am standing 6 inches in front of the SM58. The SM58 is a cardioid dynamic microphone, perhaps the most widely known vocal mic in the world. The SM58 celebrated its 55th anniversary in 2021. I am now standing 1 inch in front of the Shure SM58 to demonstrate proximity effect.
I am now standing 6 inches in front of the Sennheiser E609. The E609 is a supercardioid dynamic microphone, designed for recording guitar cabinets face-on and extremely close to the source. Provides isolation from other onstage signals, also suitable for recording drums, especially toms.
I am now standing 6 inches in front of the AKG C1000S. The C1000S is a cardioid small diaphragm condenser microphone. It has been used for live music, broadcast vocals, podcasting, and instrument recording. It is called the Swiss Army knife of recording. I am now standing 8 inches in front of the Blue Baby Bottle. The Baby Bottle is a pressure gradient cardioid large diaphragm condenser. Has smooth and natural mid-range and doesn't have excessive high-end sizzle. I am now standing 8 inches in front of the RE20. The RE20 is a cardioid dynamic microphone. It is designed for the radio and television broadcast market. It is an end address dynamic tailored for recording vocals close to the microphone. I am now standing 8 inches in front of the Shure SM7B. The Shure SM7B is an industry standard cardioid dynamic microphone. It has a reputation for being a go-to studio mic for numerous sources, including vocals. It is also a popular live stream, podcast, and radio microphone. I am now standing 8 inches in front of the Studio Project C1. The C1 is a cardioid large diaphragm condenser microphone. Compares with professional microphones costing 10 times more. Good for many recording situations, including voice, instruments, etc.
Hello? Oh, my bad. I didn't realize I was already recording. Yo,
Hey, Griffin.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what to do for the intro, but I'm just going to combine the intro and the outro. Essentially, I came into this not knowing anything about microphones for the most part, which was pretty crazy, you know? I feel like I've been doing music for a while. I didn't really know enough about it, but I did the project. I'd spoken to some microphones, and to be honest, I was probably the biggest fan of the Sennheiser. It's very clear, crisp audio, and I might even get some of their headphones. So, if you want to get that one, I recommend it.